From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Turkish Prime Minister saying the Islamic State group is behind Tuesday's suicide attack at the Istanbul airport that killed at least 36 and injured dozens more. Dorian Jones reports on the deadly attack and how it unfolded.
Turkish officials say three heavily armed suicide bombers targeted Istanbul Atatürk Airport's international terminal at mid-evening local time. According to witnesses, one of the bombers detonated his explosives outside the international arrival terminal. The two other attackers are believed to have sought to enter the terminal, which is protected by heavily armed police and X-ray machines. Airport security camera images show one of the bombers inside the terminal, armed with a pistol. He appears to fall and then detonates his explosives. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, which comes as the Turkish government grapples with a dual threat of the Islamic extremists and Kurdish rebels in the southeastern part of the country. The Republican-led investigation into the terrorist attack on the U.S. outpost in Benghazi, Libya, 4 years ago that killed four Americans ended with no new allegations on the actions of then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
So while this unfortunately took on a partisan tinge, I want us to stay focused on what I've always wanted us to stay focused on, and that is the important work of diplomacy and development.
Clinton, now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, said it's time to move on. The U.S. Defense Department says changes have been made to improve the response of personnel based on the incident in Benghazi. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron met with the European Union leaders in Brussels.